Vaccine News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A high school hockey coach is facing a felony theft charge after allegedly taking nearly $10,000 from a booster club. International Falls girls head coach Brian Kershaw was charged Friday. According to the statement of probable cause, the theft was reported in early April by two board members of the girls hockey booster club. They told police that they'd raised nearly $10,000 at an event in November, and Kershaw had the fundraising company make the check out to him. The company confirmed this to police. The board members said they have texted and called Kershaw several times and received promises, but not the money. According to court records, Kershaw has been convicted of misdemeanor theft in Minnesota at least twice before. The maximum penalty for his most recent charge is 10 years, a $20,000 fine, or both. Kershaw's first court appearance was not set as of Monday afternoon. A rural Nevis man was arrested in California following a Hubbard County warrant for fraud. Larissa Donovan has the story.
The months-long investigation began with the Hubbard County Sheriff's Office in January following a report from social services that suspected a client of not disclosing assets. 76-year-old Vincent Bellamo is facing three felony counts of wrongfully obtaining public assistance and three felony counts of perjury after investigators determined he received $263,000 in benefits that he was not entitled to. In a Friday news release from Sheriff Corey Aukus, the investigation indicates Bellamo claimed to only have a saving account balance of a little over a dollar and a 79 El Camino worth $500. Records indicate Bellamo had over $77,000 in a nondisclosed savings account in 2024, and he withdrew $80,000 from the account in 2025. Bellamo was arrested on a Hubbard County warrant by the Fontana, California Police Department. He waived extradition, so Hubbard County deputies picked him up. He's been in Hubbard's custody since Thursday. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
The DNR expanded spring burning restrictions to include most of northern Minnesota on Monday. No open burning of brush or yard waste is allowed in most of the state. Campfires are still allowed. In northern St. Louis County, burning is still allowed with a DNR permit. Local permits are needed in Lake and Cook counties. The expansion was prompted by warm, dry weather. Fire conditions are prime right now, and the DNR says escaped fires from debris burns is the number one cause of wildfires in Minnesota. Visit the DNR's website to see fire danger where you live and find the latest restrictions. The Superior National Forest will host open houses in Ely and Grand Marais on Thursday. Kuishewi District staff will join other local organizations from 4 to 6 p.m. at Minnesota North College Vermilion. Expect updates on projects and resources for residents and landowners. Gunflint Ranger District and DNR Fisheries staff will be available from 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the Shop Community Center. The Forest Service's rescheduled Tofty Ranger District open house is set for 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, April 27th at the Isabella Community Center. 89 students from 27 Northern Minnesota speech teams will compete in the state meet this weekend. Over 30 are repeat qualifiers, including five who medaled at state last year, and reigning discussion champion Red Lake County Junior Hayden Schulstad. Pequot Lakes, Cherry, and Walker Hackensack Akeley each won their sections. Class 2A students will compete Friday and Single A Saturday at Park Center High School in Brooklyn Park. Awards will be live streamed for free. The state robotics tournament is still a few weeks away, but the field has been set. Defending champions Pequot Lakes Patriotics will return to represent the Northland. They'll be joined by the Northeast Range and Ely Iron Mosquitoes, the Bemidji Robojacks, Brainerd Warrior Robotics, Cloquet Ripsaw Robotics, Thief River Falls Prodigy, and War Roads Fred. Before state on May 16th, five of those seven teams will compete at the first championship, also known as Worlds. Pequot, the Iron Mosquitoes, War Road, Bemidji, and Thief River Falls will be among some 500 teams from across the globe, competing starting April 29th in Houston. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.